Believe in yourself, believe in your body. Rock, 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 it's the self-esteem party. Yeah. Everyone, welcome to the Self-Esteem Party Podcast. I'm your host, Alana Johnson, and with me, as always, the light of my life, sipping a coffee like his life depends on it, producer slash husband slash roommate, Norm Sousa. Norm, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
You know what? I'm cruising.
Okay.
Norm, scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling about yourself? And be honest.
No, I'm doing pretty good.
You seem like you have.
Yeah. I know the past couple episodes I've been just hanging around a 5, a true neutral.
A true neutral, as always. Which for you is like a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me being happy is most people's miserable. Right? Or bad or sad.
No, it's true. Your happiness is like someone's rough patch.
What? Wait, no.
Yeah, if somebody's like, I'm having the hardest time of my life, you'd be like, I've actually been doing pretty good.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think your standards of happiness are outrageous.
Oh, okay. My standards of happiness are outrageous. What are you talking about?
Here's the thing. You often feel very neutral, but you're kind of carrying yourself around with like a bit more joy. I just think that you don't always acknowledge it. That's what I think is happening.
You think I'm lying to myself about how I'm actually...
I think you are too, and I wanted to bring you on, as I do every week, to confront you.
Okay.
Wait, what are you feeling? Take away my opinion.
No, I feel good. Maybe I'm like a 6.
Oh.
Out of 10.
What did we renew our vows? You're so over the moon?
No. Well, there's some, you know, I've been trying to get back on track. We know this.
Do you feel that whenever I come back to town, I derail you?
Yes.
Norm, how can you say that? I'm literally thriving right now.
Yeah, I'm just better. I'm more disciplined on my own.
Yeah, because I'm a party. So who doesn't want to celebrate that on a daily basis?
Well, me some days.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, I've been pretty good. Like I've had some things to do, so mm-hmm. I kind of had to like, you know.
What are some things you've been...
Well, we're filming for the Patreon.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I've been threatening to do that. Yes, you're right. I will explain that. So you guys all know we have the Patreon. We have several tiers, including a monthly phone call with me for $8 a month, mm-hmm. Which is a steal. It's basically like unlicensed therapy that nobody asked for. So I have half hour calls every month
with
the subscribers.
Didn't you have BetterHelp as a sponsor on the podcast?
Oh, yeah. And I now
and you're
have...
just undercutting their business completely.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take them out and just put a new ad for me in.
Right.
But I've been taping all the calls and making a threat to make something with it. And now I'm doing it. And I'm very excited and very proud of myself. So, guys, get on board the Patreon, please. Yeah. If you want to get to know the real me, the calls are happening. I swear to God.
They happen on Saturdays.
The first Saturday of the month. Yeah. And they're good.
Telling me. Okay.
I'm telling you right now. Yeah. I don't need this bad attitude of yours anymore. And the calls are good.
Would it be funny if I subscribed to the $8 call with
you? Can
me,
I tell you something? You know who just subscribed?
No, who?
Scott Rogers.
Former producer.
Former producer of the podcast, Scott Rogers, has subscribed to the monthly calls, to which I texted him saying, I'll talk to you whenever you want. But he has subscribed. We have him.
For $8.
Yeah, so now we know Scott's got the money. If you need some, hit him up.
$8. Scott the money?
Scott the money. Norm, you're at a 6. Tell me, what would make today at a 7? What can I do?
You know, we've already planned to get Jersey Mike's for lunch, so that might put me over the edge.
Is that what you base all this tea on the menu?
I do miss sandwiches and Jersey Mike's.
Norm, sandwiches. If you don't say right, nobody's going to know what you're talking about.
You're right.
Okay, here's how I'm feeling right now.
Okay.
I would say I'm feeling at an 8 with excitement and positivity, and hopefulness. Hmm. I feel like things are popping off. So I'm feeling really excited about things, and I like to be excited about upcoming things. I'm going out of town.
I'm not editing that at all.
I don't want you to. I'm going out of town.
You are. You're going to New York.
That's right. I'm going to New York.
Next weekend.
Yeah, that's right. So you'll have a week to get back on track while I'm gone, and then I'll just derail you all over again. Norm, you will not escape my party grubby hands.
Yeah, I can't help but party and do bad things when you're around.
Oh, my God. Is it because I'm bad?
Yes.
Wait, Norm, am I the worst thing that's ever happened to you? No, be of honest. Course not. Okay, well, where about? Do I rank? I know you love bread more than me. Let's say your hierarchy of needs. We said it. Hierarchy of love. Mm-hmm. It starts with bread and Mia the dog tied for first.
Tied for first place, yes.
Okay, and then wasn't it sleep?
Sleep is number two.
And then it was drugs and alcohol.
Number three, yeah.
And then me.
Yeah.
And then everything else.
Correct. No, wait, sports and recreation was in there
somewhere. That came above me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, and away we go.
Yeah. Well, we're having fun about it.
We're always having a blast about it. Norm, any other goals other than Jersey Mike's?
No, I don't think so. Like, I haven't really been keeping up on my my fitness goals, but I have been keeping up on my TV watching goals. So.
I think you're doing great. You got to have a goal and you got to do something about it.
Yeah.
And if it just means watching TV, then so be it.
Yeah, that's just what I need to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to going out of town, going to be doing more material, more time than I'm used to. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to pushing myself. Love getting on the road with Mo Welch. Hello.
Yeah, and you're going to New York.
And Boston and Rhode Island.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're making a whole week of it.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a couple shows lined up, so I'm very excited about that.
I'm excited for you.
What are you most looking forward to with me leaving?
What am I most looking forward to?
Yeah, with back you to leaving? The bachelor life.
You know, it's really funny how my entire day kind of changes when you're not around. Like, I'll just play music loud in the house, which is something I never do.
I love music when it's mine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I don't want your music to play. I want my music to play.
Norm. How can you say that?
Yeah. I just, you know.
Music.
No, not just tons of stuff. You know what I mean? I eat over the sink and no one says anything about it.
Norm, when you get crumbs all over the house, see something, say something. Somebody has to speak up and end the madness.
What is that? But like, I like the crumbs. You know what I mean?
All right, we better get to this episode.
Give it one wipe down right at the end of the day.
I don't want to hear it crumb-wise.
We should get started, though.
We've been chatting
for too long.
Here's a fun one.
Okay.
My guest this week, Jorge, I'll spoil it. We actually kind of came together and got to know each other really well on a music video shoot for My Life is a Lie.
Okay.
He's one of the hunks, my most recent music video. So what a blast this was. I don't want to spoil it too much. I'll just say he gives me a gift that I've already started investigating and I have a feeling it's going to change my life. I'm going to leave it at that. It might be a dick pic. I'll leave it at that.
What is happening here?
Okay, everyone, please help me welcome Jorge Berrios, right after this break. It's a self-esteem party. It's a self-esteem party. Jorge, welcome to the Self-Esteem Party Podcast. How are you doing on this beautiful Wednesday morning?
You know, it's funny because you emphasize beautiful, and I can really see outside of this window. And
it's nice, right?
Oh my God. What is it? A cool 73 right now?
Easily.
See. Yeah, it's like 73 going into 75.
Which is a beautiful day. Perfect day is a 75. Anything more, I'm going to go ahead and call it too hot.
I agree. And you know, here's, you know, coming from Miami, humidity will really get you.
Oh, well, that's the same with Toronto. It's all the humidity. Makes it seem... So Miami's worse. There's no question about it. This I know. But yes. The humidity anywhere, and it ruins my hair. I mean, you've got... Now, we're here with a shaved head.
It's like a... I think they call this... They call this a high top fade, and the number three is on top. I don't know what that means, but that's what it is.
Excuse you coming in here with all your technical terms. How dare you?
I'm not a barber, but I played one on TV.
I'm not a barber, but I'm very passionate about it. And yeah. I want to know all the phrases and the sayings. Okay, Jorge, we'd like to start this podcast off with a self-esteem party check-in.
Yes.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling about yourself?
So right now, I'm going to go with an 8.5.
Wow. Oh, my God. You got to tell me why. What's leading into that? I want to know your self-esteem.
Tell me why.
I want to know what's got you lean.
Okay, I'll tell you why.
I want to know your 8.5. I want your self-esteem.
Yes, we did that. High five. That's right.
Wow, that just made my day. 8.5. Okay,
8.5.
What is it? What qualities of a day, or what is it you need to be feeling, or what needs to be happening for you to feel an 8.5? How do the stars have to align?
So it all starts with the cats waking me up.
Oh, my dog wakes me up.
Yes.
What time?
Yes, 5:30.
I got up at 5:30 today, but that's unusual for her to wake up that early. Is yours every day?
So it's every day, and it's usually 4 a.m.
Wow.
So I read this thing where cats will test your boundaries.
Okay.
And so they'll eat at 5:30, but it's because I've got them accustomed to 5:30.
Oh, my God.
But then they started going like, it's Gio and Vinny, but Gio is the one that's always hungry. And Vinny's like, hey, man, I'm chill. You feed me when you want to feed me.
Yeah, that's what you want.
And so I wake up, and it's like, oh, wow, it's 5:25.
Oh, my God.
And now the cats are starting, well, the cat, Gio, is like starting to wake me up. So I'm like, oh, okay, this isn't too bad. And so now I know where my threshold is for the day. Because 2 in the morning, 3 yeah. in the morning.
So when they come in at 4, that means you have to resist getting up.
Correct. Yeah. Because of this article that I read where it's like, if I get up, then they know, ooh, this is how we get them.
Okay, but here's a problem I've been having.
Talk to me.
Because it's a little different with dogs because you got to take them outside to use the bathroom. So what Mia has been doing is waking up anytime between, let's say, 3 and 5 a.m. It's not all the time, but it at least happens 2-3 times a week. Wakes up between 2 and 5 a.m. and is like walking around the house, and then you hear the like clawing at the door or whatever, at like the back door. And everyone's told me, don't get up, leave her. But when I do get up and take her out, she shits the biggest shit within 1 minute. So I can't just leave her because I know she needs to go. And I'm like, that's the difference of asking someone to hold in the biggest shit ever for another like 3 to 4 hours. Oof. Can I really do this to my dog?
I don't think so.
And the cat starving out. You're starving out. You're going to give your cat an eating disorder.
Well, that's
and that's what I'm worried. Now your self-esteem is going to be down to a 6 because it means you're a terrible person.
Right.
You gave your cat an eating disorder.
I think about this all the time. Because so first let's acknowledge Mia.
Okay.
So what happens on the night before the huge dump?
Norm always takes her out before he goes to bed, anywhere between like 10 and 12. Always takes her out for a quick pee because she's like asleep all evening. So it's just, and she could be regular all day. I think it's a boundaries thing. I honestly think it's what you're talking about where she's just doing it to see if she can.
Yeah.
I think she's a very spiteful dog.
You see, I start giving these cats like human traits because it's all yes. I know, right? It's all I know. I've never been a cat.
Oh my God, me too.
So I'm just like, are you fucking with me right now?
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, like is Mia holding in a huge
dude? Manipulative, you know what I mean? Yes. But it's working with both of us.
Right.
Because okay, wait, so Gio gets fed and Theo?
Vinny,
where did I come? Gio and Theo. Well, that's a good rhyme.
That's a good one too.
That right there. So we might have to do a rename.
Theo.
Yeah, and they've got a theme song all ready to go. They've got a TV deal. People love this combo of cats.
I hear like a 90s like doo 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 doo. Gio and Theo
doing the cat things that cats do. Wow, this is going to be a musical episode. Okay, so the cats. So how does that affect you?
So if there's a 5:30 wake up, then the cats are fed. Once they're fed, they're good to go for another 3-4 hours.
Like sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they'll just eat and go back to sleep.
Okay.
Like sometimes they'll wrestle each other, but you know, boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boy cats will be boy cats.
That's true.
Let's specify.
Guys, let's not encourage fighting.
That's not for the men. Correct. Talk about your feelings.
To the men, stop fighting. We beg of you.
Yeah. Yeah, we beg of you immensely.
To the women, keep it up.
Yeah, keep fighting.
We are loving the fights.
Yes. A good kick to the groin never hurt anybody.
Let's get a good groin kick going, gals.
It will paralyze me, I swear.
Please give it a whirl.
No one's walking around with a cup on saying, come on, kick my nuts. No, we're all very sensitive.
Okay.
So cats are now asleep, so I have fallen back asleep or I've gone to the gym.
See, now that's a good day. Yeah. Starting off with a workout, that's a great day. I didn't do one this morning. I got caught up in my book.
Of course.
Before you came. But I plan on doing it this afternoon, and I'm looking forward to it, to getting it done as early as possible. So it's almost as if the mentality that you're going, I can have the rest of my day knowing I've already accomplished something and I can put it to rest and I don't have to do it again.
Yes. Especially working out.
Okay, great, it's done. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to the gym. We're feeling good when we can go to the gym.
Yes.
Okay.
I forgot. I'm going to rewind for a second.
Okay.
When I get up, there is a coffee and there is affirmations.
Wait, coffee pre-made or do you have to make it? So is it one of those timer ones?
My French press just broke.
Okay.
The glass just cracked.
And the pot thickens.
Café Bustelo, which is the coffee.
Oh, I know. That's what Norm buys. That's what Jackie drinks.
Okay,
of course.
Sweet. So they make this instant.
Okay. Yep.
Excuse me.
This is what Norm has purchased.
Yes. So they have this instant one, and there's one called Supremo, which is like.
Is this the tin?
This is a glass.
Okay. So this is a different one.
And this one's called Supreme in Spanish, Supremo, but it's like a darker blend.
Okay.
And so it's like one spoon of that, hot water, boom, we're rolling.
Okay, so it's easy.
With stevia.
Okay.
Or maybe sometimes I use protein shake as a creamer.
Okay.
A little bit of protein shake just to get the protein flowing. And then I put on affirmations on Spotify.
Let's talk.
Yes.
Tell me what, because I do gratitude lists in my journal. Tell me about these affirmations.
Sweet. So it is a playlist that I have that has multiple ones.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like shuffle up and deal. Like, what is my day going to look like? Whatever the universe, the divine intuition. Mm-hmm. Dionysus, whoever wants to show up.
Oh my God, I'm listening.
So whatever shows up, that's like what I start guiding myself by. And some mm-hmm. of them are gratitude.
Okay.
Some of them are like financial stability. Some mm-hmm. are like, just a lot of I am statements for sure. Mm-hmm. There's one that's like an hour long and it starts off, it doesn't start with affirmations. It starts off with like just like an explanation of the mind and then goes into affirmations.
Okay.
And there's this one part that always resonates with me of like, when you were a kid, you would have these ideas and you would play and your friends would play and you would always say yes to these ideas and you had a broad imagination. And then when you grew up, your imagination began to turn on you and you mm-hmm. started thinking about worst case scenarios.
Oh my God, yes.
And so what a gift of having this imagination as a kid. And then it has become a curse when we become adults because now all we're thinking is worst case scenario
yes.
all the time. And so it's like remembering that this is your childlike imagination. And you get to choose to also have these good thoughts and to say, oh, well, this is just my imagination going and it's taking me to a dark negative place, which could happen.
Yeah.
And this other place could happen too.
You know what? I really needed to hear this. Mm. I brought this up with my therapist. I am really, and I recorded this. Do you know Holly Prazov? Oh my gosh, she's 4'11", tiny, really cute, really cute haircut with little bangs. She's so cute.
Copy.
She came into the Patreon, the after party episode, and we were like making a joke about keeping things negative so that you're not let down.
Yeah.
So it was like, a whole bit, the whole episode. But the thinking worst case scenario in real life, I feel like I've been struggling with this because that way nothing can surprise me or take me off guard because I've already thought about the worst thing.
Agreed.
But then I'm loving this imagination thing because that you can change the narrative. I had another guest on, Eva Anderson, totally brilliant, totally great, who said, if you think about it and it happens, you've lived it twice.
Yes.
If you don't think about it and it happens, you've only lived it once. And yes. I know everyone, I've said this, I've been saying this, but it's because I need to be telling myself this. This worst case scenario just creates, like, now I'm like scared to drive. It just creates like fear and panic. And then it's worse when a worst case scenario does happen because then you go, see, I was right.
Boom, looking for proof.
Looking for proof. Yes exactly.
Yes.
To enable yourself to keep doing it.
Yes.
And that's making me mental. So I'm loving this affirmation that, like, if you can clear your head of that junk and then a workout, which as your mind, because you're just like, counting or, whatever, or listening to
music. It is a form of meditation for me.
I love it.
Yeah.
I do some yoga or like I'll go for walks or whatever. So whether it's like music or listening to somebody else's instructions, it's like totally zones me out. Because you got to pay attention. You're going to hurt yourself.
Correct.
So you also have to like stay present in your body.
You have to.
So that instantly is going to make you, that at least is 2 points on the self-esteem scale.
Yes.
One for the affirmation I'm going to give, and I'm going to give one for the working out already.
Sweet. So and I journal while the affirmations are going.
That's three. See, that's three for me. So,
yes.
And this is me starting off at a zero. So I'm starting at a zero. You've already given me 3 points, and
okay.
We've only just gotten back from the
workout. And you're starting at zero.
Well, if I wake up in the day, right? I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
Say
for sure. I thought you were saying for the day right now, the podcast.
No.
I was like, damn, what did I do?
I was really upset about you coming. No, I'm having, oh, I would say I'm at like, I think at like a 6 or 7, which is like
beautiful.
Pretty good considering you're my first thing of the day. So I'm like, I'm feeling good because I have other exciting, some fun meetings about fun projects to do for the rest of the day. And then it's a basketball game tonight. So I'm like, look at me go. I'm doing all kinds of things today. Keep That's it up, right. Alana. And I got this fun skirt on. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like at a 7.
It is a great skirt.
The outfit gives me a 0.2, which means I'm up at a 4. That would take me to a 4. I don't know if outfits and stuff matter to you as much.
They do.
Okay, there you go. They do. When you feel like you look good, whatever judgment that is for you in your own eyes, that's a point. Has to be.
Immensely.
Right? Okay.
Especially like a kid that grew up like as the fat kid.
Wow, you did?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, and I had acne.
Guys, he is lean as hell right now. I said it in my song. I said, "How'd you get? I want to know how you got lean." It's in the song. Sure, I was trying to rhyme at the time, but
it
was
out.
In the song. It all worked out. Okay, wait, we're gonna get back to that.
Yeah, yes.
We're still at the start of a day.
Still at the building start of
a to day. An 8.5.
So, and just to preface, I never did any of this before. Like this was like years of exhausting myself in negative thought. Years of like, why aren't things working out? Why can't I keep a relationship?
Yeah.
Why am I putting so many stakes on every audition that I go to?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I be present? Why is like my brain just
like something's wrong with you?
Yes.
And
this like, you know, this negative tone in my own mind
mm-hmm.
of like, man, you're not enough. And you need to do better.
Yeah.
Right? So I kind of like got tired of that. Started working at a yoga studio in 2018.
Okay.
So the yoga started helping. And then I started working out, doing the yoga, and then started meditating.
Yeah.
Read The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. And then boom, the pandemic happened.
Okay.
It was like, okay, I have to start going to therapy. Oh. And as a Latino male, we don't talk about that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
I've had some guests on in the past, and we discuss them with the whole family thing, and it's not something that's ever brought up a lot with mental health and stuff like that.
No. It doesn't exist. Yeah. They just want to give you pills, or they just want to tell you this. But I was like, I have to. And if I'm going to... My thing was, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to go all the way in.
And has anybody suggested it to you at this point, or is this a thought that came to yourself where you were like, oh, you know, it seems to be helpful to people, therapy? Like, or was someone like, hey... I think you might need to talk to somebody else. Like, how noticeable was this time in your life of this negativity to the rest of the world? Or was it just internal to you?
It was... So I was dating someone
mm-hmm.
at the time, and she was like, you should go to therapy.
Okay.
Like, that was like the first seed
that was
That's
a blessing right there, yeah.
Yeah, where it was like, maybe just talking to someone about what's going on. Because I would have thoughts, mm-hmm. but I would keep them in.
Yeah.
And
That's
so...
That's not good.
And yeah, right. So it's like, you know, stuff that happened when I was a kid and like just things where I was just like, oh man, if I said this out loud, people would think I was crazy.
Oh, totally. Worried about the judgment of other people.
For sure.
Has kept me quiet for years on end.
It is literally a fear that I live every day.
Which isn't fair to them because they've
Correct.
Done nothing to let you know
Correct.
That like if you ever said something along these lines, you're crucified. It's like it's not fair to your friends
Yes.
to make an assumption of how they're going to react because you don't even give them a chance to decide for themselves, right?
Right.
My friends were very mad at me when I told them stuff later in the game. But, no, not mad at me, just... sad about it because that
For
they
sure.
that I felt I couldn't tell them because they're like we wouldn't have cared and I'm like fuck they're right they and, wouldn't have cared
and back then that thought isn't even feasible
right no it's, of course not
it's like no the judgment would be so overbearing
it was so bad
the tribe will leave me
yeah
and then I and then I'm left alone
if they know the real me
right
yeah
right
yeah torturous
and I you know the first session I had I said, okay, here's what I'm experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's what happened. And then my therapist was like, oh, well, you developed this thing because you were afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You were 6 years old. You were afraid. And so you developed this thing to save yourself. Because
Okay.
So I had to like do tricks of like listening to music or like sleeping with the TV on or like just doing something that would like get my mind... to shut up.
A lot of people have to do that TV on thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
because I wasn't okay with my thoughts.
Yeah.
And so during the day, I'd be fine, right? Cartoons, playing outside, homework. But then at night is the moment where you're by yourself mm-hmm. and you're with your thoughts. And that was the worst time for me. And so when I spoke to my therapist about it, she was like, yeah, you were taking care of yourself. It's not that mm-hmm. you're crazy. It's that that's the only thing that helped you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And it was like.
And to know that instinctively as a child, like what it.
Yeah.
What it took without knowing what was going on behind it.
Right.
But just like you figured out this coping mechanism.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I had a brain for it and I couldn't think of that word. It's yeah. a coping mechanism.
Oh, yeah. That comes up often in my sessions.
Yes.
But, you know, it can date back as early as that as being a kid. It's like kids are so instinctive and don't even know it. And you don't figure it out until later in life where you're like, oh, yeah, I did this because of this. I had no clue. I just thought that was my thing or my way of being. Yeah.
And it's like, oh no, it was actually this thing that I created.
Yeah.
That kept me safe. And so now it's like, okay, this thing kept me safe. Mm-hmm. And now when this thing pops up again, I'm like, hey, you kept me safe for X amount of time and I appreciate you and I no longer need you. Because sometimes I get scared around people. Like mm-hmm. if there's a lot of people, I get overwhelmed sometimes and I'm just like, what's the catch? Do these people want to really be my friend? Or is there something else going on?
Yeah.
And then and then that's my inner child reliving the traumas mm-hmm. of being a kid. And so it's like, hey, thank you for sharing. I'm going to stay here. And if I feel weird, we'll leave. I promise.
Yeah.
We'll leave.
That's the best way to do it, though, because if you had that feeling and then you left right away, you would just beat yourself up when you got home. But if you resist for a second to be like, just wait and see if you really want to leave.
Yeah.
And then if you do, we'll go. But to give yourself that chance to maybe
yes.
want to stay.
Yes.
Or quiet that part just for that moment. Who knows?
To just listen.
Depending on, just to listen. Who knows? Yeah. Like it's so hard in public to be able to act fast like that when everybody's surrounding you and yeah. to have to like process a big thought like that quickly before everybody notices that you're just like weirdly staring at a wall. You know what I mean? Like yes. while you're just like trying to figure this out in your head and sort right. the dialogue. That's not easy.
No.
And it's really easy to walk away. And look, if you're somebody that has to walk away, you walk away. Whatever. Please. That's fine. Please. Go nuts.
Yeah.
But you got to give yourself a chance to at least ask why.
Yeah, why am I feeling like
this? Did someone say something to me? Do I think people are looking at me?
Yeah.
Do I think people are talking about me? Because the answer, and I know it's fucked up. Listen, I'm not a doctor or scientist, and I don't have the data, but the answer is always no. Nobody cares about you. Even when someone's trash talking you, they're doing it because they're trying to get attention from someone else because it's all about them.
Yeah.
Even someone else's information is still about you.
It's one of the, right.
It's true because you're the one that gets to tell it. You're bringing the juicy secret to the table right. and everyone's loving your words, even though they're about someone else. It really is. The whole thing is about all of us, like each of us to ourselves. It's like, that's what everything's about.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, you know, one of the four agreements is not taking anything personally.
Oh, I love it. That is 100%. I read that book. I always forget the love language. I forget everything. But when someone sparks it, I'm like, yes, that is the one. The Boom. Not taking things personally. That was a big takeaway from that book that I got.
It's all just projection.
Set myself aside because yes. they are.
Yes.
So why am I putting myself front and center when they're like not saying a word or didn't think twice about it?
Yeah.
I just apologized to a friend this morning for something. And they were like, what are you talking about? Yes. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry because if it seemed like this or if I hurt your feelings. And they were like, I literally don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, oh, okay. But for me, I spent all night being like, oh my God, I've offended this person. Literally didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Or if they did, they didn't think enough about it to have a comment to say in response.
It didn't resonate with them the way it resonated with you.
Yeah. Okay, so you've started therapy. This is a couple years, 2018. The yoga studio. The yoga started
2018, yes. Which was like a thing where I was like, I'll never do yoga. And so then it was like all these, I'll never do.
Yeah.
Right? This mindset of, oh, well, this is my Miami version of me.
Yeah.
Saying I'll never do ba 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 because I was raised by Latino men that were like, you shouldn't do this. You mm-hmm. shouldn't do this. You know, like
hard to escape that.
Yeah. And you know, like going back to if you want to leave, mm-hmm. as Latinos, we grow up with you never leave. Mm-hmm. And you always say goodbye to everyone. The Irish goodbye is not acceptable.
Oh, no, I'm Arabic. So it's like, it's the same thing in terms of the family and the disrespect to ghost. It's like, it's unheard of.
Right.
It's so rude to not go to every person and say something personal in your goodbyes.
And they say that to everyone who does. Oh, this person was an asshole. Look at this person. Why did they do that? And so I hear that, right? You oh my hear God, that.
And assume.
And we go, I don't want to be an asshole. Exactly. So I guess I have to say bye to everybody of my voice inside of me telling me, let's leave right now. I don't feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
And me putting
can't protect yourself.
And you put everyone else first. I put everyone else first mm-hmm. before I put myself first. And that was where everything switched.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, I'm going to start saying yes to me and no to them more often.
How was that?
Scary
received?
As fuck.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's still, so that started for me like in November of last year.
Okay, so wait, 2021?
2021.
November, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
And it's carried over. There's still some people
are we talking like around Thanksgiving and then?
Yes.
Things surged up after, yes, leading into Christmas. Okay, I judge the last 2 years by surges. That's how I remember things where I'm like, oh yeah, this was happening because I have to remember what was happening with the pandemic to be able to associate it with the way people were acting because I've had to allow that to justify a lot of things for people being like, oh, you know what? This was happening at the time. That's probably why they acted this way. Because, anyways, go on. That's a whole other conversation.
But there's so much.
A safety conversation is a whole other conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so go on. So November of last year, yeah.
Yeah, so it was just setting boundaries, mm-hmm. which, fun fact, as of today, I have still yet to find a word for boundaries in Spanish.
Wow.
So there's an entire language.
Are you kidding me?
No. There's an entire language that does not have a word that empowers you. To say no.
Oh my God.
Because you can say I don't want to.
Can you believe it of all the words that you can't find?
Yeah, boundaries.
And when Norm and I went to Portugal, we couldn't find a word for hiking. They just had no clue what we were talking about. They were like, a walk? And we were like, a hike? And they were like, yes, a walk. And we were like, well, kind of.
Yeah, it's an actual workout because of the...
Yeah, so kind of. Okay, yeah. Go on. Well, I'm loving this.
But the reason why I bring it up is because I was like, oh, mom, I had... You know, I'm telling my mom about boundaries mm-hmm. and like setting boundaries for myself. And then I catch myself trying to explain it. And I said, well, it's like... Oh... And so I go on Google Translate, and it says borders.
Okay.
Like emotional like a border. Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's how you have to explain it. The context of borders for them, it's like, oh, it's a border, like
immigration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So okay. now it's like you're Latino and you're telling your parents about immigration lines. It's like no,
okay.
No. It's not like that.
You're basically they're interpreting as you saying I'm deporting you.
Yes. And that's not what I'm trying to say at all.
I have called ICE, and guess what? The whole family's in a lot of trouble.
It's like my son went to therapy and then wants to deport us with his boundaries. That's perfect. That's a funny sketch.
Yeah, that is a really funny sketch, actually.
I got to get closer to this mic.
We got to get close. We got to get the story.
So essentially, it's the empowerment of your choice, a boundary. Mm-hmm. Because there's also like, I'm afraid of this thing. It would be scary to do. And then it's like, well, and then people will be like, well, let's try it. I'll support you.
Okay.
And that's, I think that's different. You feel me? If you feel safe and it's just fear coming from like, oh man, if I were to do this public speaking event.
Right.
You know, versus like, oh, I don't feel safe in this room right now and I want to leave. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you can't leave. Well, no, but these are my boundaries. I have to leave right now. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes like, you know, I started keto and I'm vegetarian, but now I eat meat on the weekends.
Okay.
But I went back to Miami as a keto vegetarian.
Oh yeah.
And
so LA.
Imagine the bread.
So LA, forget it.
The meats.
Yeah.
It's the two things that all Cubans eat, pork sandwiches, you know? So setting my boundaries with my family, it was like, oh, you know, you've changed. and what's going on. And they, you know, they were accepting, but it was all like, it just activates people.
My mama did this of me just highlighting my hair. She was like, oh, is this the LA thing? And I was like, yeah, mom, LA is the only place with a hairdresser. Yeah. Everyone comes here to get their hair done, and then they go back home.
Every other state doesn't do this.
Yeah, they do not. But we have made it up. This is an original concept.
That's right.
Okay, so.
It's going to take over the world.
Okay, so we're talking keto, we're talking vegetarian, and we're talking a family that does not understand the concept of either.
Yes.
Yes.
My sister did become vegan. Maybe like 6 months or a year before I went vegetarian. Okay. So they knew there was a way. They knew of such things.
Okay.
Yes. And they were like, oh, she's going to the dark side. And then once I come in.
Keto's confusing though. Keto's I find way confusing. Harder than vegan. Vegan's just nothing from an animal, but it's like,
yeah.
Keto's to me harder to explain.
I based my keto lifestyle off of just protein powders, almonds, cheese. And like that, like just a lot of almonds, a lot of cheese. But now I'm no longer keto. Like now I eat bread, but not in a mass amount.
Yeah, balance.
Yeah. And so this is the thing, right? I'm so happy that you brought this up. There was no balance.
Okay.
So my thing was, what do I have to do to have a six pack? Keto? No bread? Okay. And so no cheat days. No nothing. So I would go a year on keto. And I wouldn't even give myself a break.
Oh my God.
And it was like, if I'm vegetarian, I'm only vegetarian. I'm only eating this. And so I have this like extreme where it's like, if I have to do improv every day to be part of the touring company, I'll do improv every day. And so it's like, even if my brain is going, I don't feel like doing this today. I'm like, no, you shut up. We're doing it today because who knows who we're going to meet and who knows what type of breakthroughs we're going to have in this. And so it was like so overwhelming.
Motivation isn't always a positive thing.
Right.
It can be used as a weapon against yourself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because then you're always searching.
Yeah.
For this perfect you, and it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because it's here right now.
So, okay. So we're in the height of extremist here.
Yes. And so I realized...
How do we get out of that? Because this is a balance horror I'm talking to right now.
Yes.
So how did we get out of that?
Starting to see the things that I had dedicated so much time to were now hurting me instead of helping me.
Yeah.
Did
your therapist help point that out? Because are you still in therapy at this point?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're with the same therapist.
So from 2020, it did switch after 7 months. And then it was a different... I went from female to male. But then I've had him consistently.
Okay, yeah. I've had two in the last couple of years, too. Sometimes you just got to change it up, and then you're like, okay, great.
Boom, yeah. It worked out. Yeah, because she left, and so he took over. So it was like smooth.
Oh, my God,
it was like,
perfect.
Yeah.
No hurt feelings.
And both have been great.
Great. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, the balance was just realizing, what is my take on an asshole?
Okay.
And what do I fear about being an asshole? And so it's like leaving when I didn't say bye to everybody. That's what an asshole is. So there was a day I went to a party and I just left because I wanted to leave. And I didn't say bye to anybody. And I was shitting myself. I was like, oh, they're going to think I'm a bad person. They're never going to invite me. They're never going to talk to me ever again. And everybody was fine. No one noticed. I was gone and it was okay. And here's the thing, right? Here's the paradigm shift. When I did it, I felt so good and I felt like I took care of myself. And I was like, that's what every person that's leaving is doing.
Yeah, because when it's time to go, it's time to go.
They're taking care of themselves.
They're taking care of themselves.
But I never thought about it that way. I'm like, oh, they're leaving because they're assholes. Yeah. And they know they're assholes.
Yeah.
It's like, no, homie, they're just taking care of themselves.
Yeah, that's, you know, I love how freeing this is by you're not only relinquishing control of what people think of you, you're relinquishing control of what you think of people. You're like being like, you know what? I was making judgments and I'm thinking other people were doing that too. And turns out we're all just like trying to free ourselves of like, hey man, if I don't care that they leave, they shouldn't care that I leave. Like, that's why when somebody bails on me, I truly don't care. I mean, you always hope someone can give you notice if they can't do something.
For sure.
Like, or, you know, and you hope nothing's ever wrong or something like that, obviously. But I'm always like, no worries if you need to reschedule, no worries if whatever, because everybody's got stuff going on. I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get, as long as it's not like constantly happening, in which case you're like, okay, why are you making the plan?
There's a difference.
You don't want to do this. Yeah. for your sake, take care of yourself and stop making plans with me.
Stop trying to please me, maybe.
But if somebody has to, they have to. As long as it fucks me over, that's on me to say it. That's on me to be like, you know what? Actually, it's not cool that you did this. This is really fucking things up for me. But usually it's totally cool because I'm like, we're all humans. And the pandemic has really taught me to like, go easy on people.
Yes.
You don't know what happened. Same. What if they lost someone in that time? Like, you don't know.
Right.
Grieving this or whatever. I'm like, you have no clue. They could have COVID in that moment. You think they're being curt on text. Maybe they're sick.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
And they just don't want to share
that. Or maybe they just lost their job. Or maybe, like, you just don't know.
No idea.
You know what I mean? In a breakup, like, whatever, right?
And it's fair to them to not have to share that.
Yeah, because we realize, like, we lost touch with so many people in the pandemic that were more like acquaintances and yes. whatever else. And then when you do catch up, you're like, oh, like, because you didn't talk in so long, you're like, oh my God, I had no idea about all this stuff. And it really makes you realize, like, unless you're talking to somebody like every day, it's like, you just don't have the full story.
Never.
And even if you're talking to them every day, what if they were going through you previous to a couple years ago and not talking about it? From 2 years ago, just not talking about it, then it's like, yeah, then shit was happening the entire time, right? That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, I derailed
No, this. don't apologize. No, that's perfect. This. Yeah. It's not a derail, though. It's like, yeah. It's perfect. It's within the context because I want to go back to this real quick of what you said, which I thought was so beautiful. It's, I have the responsibility to say how I feel.
Yep.
And that's the scariest part.
Yeah. Because you're afraid you can really hurt somebody.
Boom.
Because maybe you do. Maybe they don't take it well.
And I think that's a price that we have to be willing to take in a certain manner, right? It's like, how am I going to say it though? You know, and there is this, when it's from fear, then it comes defensively and it comes like so aggressive. Mm-hmm. But if it comes from love, it's like, hey, I love you. You're great and you're my friend. And this is how I felt. And man, it fucking hurt.
And you have to say it. Otherwise, you will harbor that resentment. And then if you really loved somebody, wouldn't you want to just have those great, loving, positive thoughts? And if there was a simple way to not have those thoughts and to have somebody rectify the situation or maybe fix it or explain themselves or apologize, like, why wouldn't you want to do that? If you know it can be fixed, like, give them a chance to say sorry. Give them a chance to tell you the truth, why they actually did it. Or give them a chance to admit, like, actually, yeah, you're right. This is rude of me.
Yeah.
Give them a chance. Give peace a chance. That's an original concept of the podcast. Give peace a chance.
OG, right here.
It's an OG concept of the podcast. Write it down.
June 8th.
June 8th. Mark it in your calendars.
Give peace a chance. You know what I love is the realization that when there's something up with me, the first thing I do is, hey, is everything okay?
To you.
Well, so hold on. I started this off kind of funky. I look at the other person and I say, is everything okay?
Okay.
When everything isn't okay with me. And I'm so scared to say what's up with me that I go, hey, are you doing okay?
In hopes that they ask you back?
In hopes that maybe they'll say something that then can kind of start the conversation.
Oh my God.
And that was me for a while. And then I was like, hey, you know what? I feel it. I'm going to say it.
Because that's mind reading. How can you guide a conversation to the topic come up? I mean, if you can, good on you guys.
Yeah. You're
that's
telepathic.
That's not easy to do. Yeah, that's not easy to do. Yeah. Wait, tell us. Tell us how you did it.
Because it's so scary. To talk about your feelings, and especially like, so for example, like my girlfriend and I will have these conversations where I'll be very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so scary to me because I've never been this vulnerable of like, oh man, you said this thing or this thing happened and it hurt me. And it reminded me of this time in my life. And I know that that's not what we're living right now. And so I'm going to do work on myself to acknowledge that I'm not living in this time of my life. And I'm working on not reliving that with you, and I'm not perfect. And her and I have these conversations where it's like, man, if I didn't say it.
How's it? So it's received well?
Every time.
Okay.
Because she's very vulnerable as well. Like she's just got like this loving soul, and she's a singer-songwriter. And so she's like, she's very in tune with her mind and her instrument. And mm-hmm. it's like, she, there's a lot of stuff that I'll say to her that as I'm saying it, I'm like, you're a weak man. You're a weak man. That's and she, and she's going to leave.
Yeah.
You're going to say this and she's going to leave. Because in the past, it has happened to me.
How long have you guys been together?
So September, we started dating. So 8 months?
Okay. That's a good chunk of time.
9 months now.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good chunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah. We were...
Especially when you're older, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we were friends for 6 months.
Oh, okay. Well. Love a friendship before.
Yes. So
love
this was part of the boundaries. Friendship. This was part of the boundaries.
Okay.
So it
okay.
was like, I like this woman and I'm just going to be her friend because... I'm still just getting to know who she is.
Yeah.
Where previous version of me would have been
just like, gone right
I
like for
her.
It.
She, I think she's into it. I think she's interested. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And funny enough, I was telling my therapist about her. She was telling her therapist about me.
Oh.
And we found out later on. Yeah.
Well, that's, listen, because, you know, there's a lot of red flags in yes. a lot of our past dating and mistakes, but why we keep kind of reliving some of the same experiences
yeah.
and we form, you know, habits in dating and stuff like that. And I did things differently with Norm. I mean, and a lot of it his suggestion because he wanted to do things differently as well. And I mean, it really panned out. I don't know what the future for you and your girlfriend's going to be, but it really panned out just in the sense for me to be able to feel confident that I can change or adjust.
Yes.
And no matter what happens with you two, even if you were to date someone else or you're whatever, you can be like, okay, well, the last experience I had that was the most pleasurable start was being friends with somebody.
Yes.
That was the smoothest start I've had that made me feel really comfortable and confident. Maybe I'll try repeating that
yes.
instead of going back to immediately dating. Like, you can pick up good habits. We only ever accuse of picking up bad habits, but nobody's ever like, you know what? I always choose people that are really nice. Instead, they could be like, I always choose quiet guys, but I'm like, maybe they also happen to be nice.
Yeah.
And that's the positive. Maybe you ended up hating the quiet, but gotta love a considerate man.
Boom. Because you
boom.
Because you gave the considerate man a chance. Because
you gave them a chance. You know yeah. what I mean?
Yeah. It's all part of this like mechanism in the mind of like we'd rather relive the past
mm-hmm.
because we know that that's our comfort zone.
How crazy that we just had this whole conversation based on the one affirmation thing that you've repeated back and the fact that you consume this every morning.
Every morning.
And it can like lead to conversations like this, or if you're not talking to anyone, just, you know, trains of thought like this and stuff like that, which like we've discussed things that are struggles, but I'm still feeling very positive in this moment. I don't know if you are too, but right now I'm still yeah. feeling very positive, even though we've pretty much been talking about struggles, but I'm not, I don't feel like I'm reliving them in talking about
same.
Them with you.
Same.
You know, I just feel like I'm talking about them as if I was telling you gossip about someone else. You know, they'll to make know. It about me.
Yes. Which is
but,
beautiful.
Yeah, but that's, you know, I love the start of this day. Okay, so actually this is perfect. Wow, look at me go. We're looping it back into why we're feeling the 8.5. Oh yeah, beautiful. I keep looking down at this because I thought I pressed something and it hadn't been recording this whole time. Just so everyone knows, I looked down at the recorder and I was like, have I been recording this whole time? And for a second, I thought we hadn't. And we're like 40 minutes in. And I was like, I'm going to be pretty upset if I was not recording. Because I did it once. I did do it once. I thought I was recording and I wasn't. And it was a heartbreak because you can re-record with someone, but you're not recapturing that.
No.
You can't. Especially on this kind of podcast. It's very... I mean, you and I could record this tomorrow, and if you were like, I feel like a 4, we're having a different episode.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like for sure. Wow. We are good, Jorge. What a team we make. Another high five, please. But you know what I mean? Is that yes. I'm like, it's a real day-to-day. So tell me, we've done the affirmations. The morning's yes. off to a good start. We've potentially worked out.
Yes.
And so this is already a couple points on the scale if we're measuring it the way I measure it. But what's getting us... from past that neutral, because we're feeling good, but say we're at a 6.
Yes.
What's getting to the 8.5? Because that, to me, an 8.... if you look at it like grades, like letter grades or something, to me, 80 up, we're in that A minus to A plus range.
Yeah.
That's a high grade. That means like we're not good, great. B's good, A would be great. So I'm like, what makes the great? Trump. for America.
Red hats and okay, tiki torches. Okay,
thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye. All right, I guess he didn't listen to the rest of my episodes.
Nope. Just all my Trump endorsements and then off we go. Wait, did you vote?
From my long pause, she knows it's a no. Not yet. Today was the last day?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
I just became a citizen, so voting is a really big deal for me. Oh, copy that. So the second it came in the mail, I voted immediately.
You were in.
I voted. I've got one of the signs for Mia Porter, who's running. I met her. She's really cool. So she got my vote.
Boom.
And if she wins, it will be because of me, and I expect her to personally come thank me. She knows where I live.
Yeah. You gave her your address.
She's got it. I wrote it on the ballot.
With two drawings of champagne bottles and hugs and kisses.
Well, you know what? I messed up. There's so many postings where people are like, ask your friends if they voted and check with your friends. And I've asked three people, but two of them were today, you and somebody else. And then the other person I asked yesterday and they were like, what? And I was like, it's today. And then I was like, Alana, you're supposed to ask before the deadline. Like, why?
Yo, did you vote? Because it was yesterday.
I did it totally wrong. So my bad on that, you guys.
For the next one, though.
Yeah, so now I'm clocking in at a 4 because I've messed up the polls. I single-handedly sunk the election.
You could have gotten more people.
I could have gotten more people out, and I didn't.
Uncle Sam wants you yesterday. And it's him pointing that finger.
Okay, so other than living like I live, go on. Other than not following up on voting calls.
You know, little things like setting reminders, though. Like,
yeah, love that.
I mean,
to feel responsible.
Yes, because I have this Apple Watch, and it's like, I'll just speak into it. And remind me this thing at 5. Remind me this thing. So, you know, so now to get to that 8, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it becomes these small things.
Okay, builds.
I don't think it's like this big, like, because I was thinking in my head, oh man, a donut would really up a point, you know, because I love donuts.
I love donuts.
Oh my God.
And I love giving myself permission to have a donut and not being like, okay, well, I'm going to have to run if I have it. I love just being like, I want a donut. I'm going to go get a donut.
Done. Have you ever had
food? That's so hard with food. Giving permission.
Yeah.
Without punishing yourself.
Well, and I, you know, to be honest with you, I still suffer from body dysmorphia.
Oh yeah.
And I see my big self in the mirror. And so when I do eat like a donut, I'm like thinking to myself and like worrying, and you know, I've gotten better at it.
Yeah.
But there's like this fear of becoming, you know, and this is the thing, right? It's not just getting bigger again. Mm-hmm. It's losing my partner. It's not feeling healthy. It's all these things that then I'll spiral because my imagination is my imagination.
Yeah.
And it's great for writing. It's great for acting and improv. And it's also the death of me when it comes to like these thoughts.
Because it goes too far. It goes too down the line.
And that's the balance, right? That yin and yang. And
that's, don't worry about the body dysmorphia. I have it too. I think a lot of people do. And I think it takes a decade to get rid of, honestly, in my opinion.
I feel that.
Of once you start once you start actively working on it, I feel like it takes years and years and years. But to say that it's getting better, even in the least, like the fact that I can put on an outfit and be like, keep it up. Yeah. Even for a second, I'm like, oh my God, I would have never said that a couple years ago. I would have been like, not good enough. So I'm like, take the victory, Alana.
Yes.
Take it and run.
And write that on a post-it and put that on your mirror.
Get it on a post-it.
Yes. I have post-its on my bathroom mirror.
Oh yeah. I love that.
Gotta have those.
I used to do that.
I am enough.
I am enough.
Saying it, repeating
it. I better be enough. I'm the only person on this podcast other than you.
That's
it. So if I'm not enough for you, I don't know what you're doing.
Then there's so much to build.
Yeah.
From there. Like the foundation is like sand.
Well, if you're enough, well, for what? Let's get the list going. Let's let the imagination go that way.
Yes.
Because you can't be like, I'm enough for disaster. No, that's not really a sentence that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like if you don't plan it out, then your brain will plan it for you.
Well, isn't it what it's... manifestation or like what?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, I'm going to have this thought. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to see what comes back. Now, I don't know if it's supposed to be like physical things where you're like, I will book a job, or if it's supposed to be more like, well, I'm enough, more of like a self statement as opposed to something that could happen to you. Is there I don't know. Do you follow a certain guideline for that? Or is this just like, as the post-its come, you're putting them up? Where is it coming from?
Yeah, like the manifestations have come from audios as well.
Okay.
And there's financial manifestation, which is like, I am abundant. Mm-hmm. I'm financially abundant. I am a vessel for energy of money.
Okay.
Right. So the more you give out, the more you get back.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, so there's like the manifestation of, you know, I feel like you can be very specific with it. You know, like Jim Carrey, you've heard he had that check.
Oh yeah.
And then the check ended up happening. Like, I feel like for me, manifesting is like, okay, what am I working on right now? And how do I now, so for example, if I wanted to be a series regular on a TV show,
yeah,
what does it take to get there and then release it? Because the thing
it would take you thinking you're enough.
Right.
That's what it takes. If you thought you weren't enough, why would anyone think you are then? If you don't even think it. Right. Yeah.
No one's going to believe you.
No one.
They say, you know, fake it till you make it, which some people are like, oh, I don't really know if I believe
no,
in that.
No, I'm big on fake it till. Why not?
I am.
Oh my God, just give it a shot.
Right. I am.
Why not? Slap on the makeup, slap on the outfit, slap on whatever makes you seem presentable to the world and just pretend you're part of it.
Done.
Just go. I am such a believer in fake it till you make it. I really don't care. It shows up. Yeah.
Because there's an energy that you're attracting to you. So it's like, you know how they say dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Yeah.
Things like that. It's hard though to mop when you're a janitor and you're wearing a suit, but very possible. Like it's, you know.
But it's not impossible, guys. So let's give it a whirl if we can. If you can find your way into some sort of a building with a mop, do it.
And then you'll own that company.
Yeah, because we'll call it clean cleaners because you'll look clean and fresh.
Every time I come around your city, clean, clean.
Clean, clean.
Okay, so let me jump back into what's making it into an
8.5.
8.5.
Yeah.
The small things.
The small things.
So like the manifestation, like looking in the mirror and saying, I love you.
Thank you.
I'm going to take care of you. You know, I thought that was weird when I first started doing it. And it was like, what am I doing? But it was like, oh man, like growing up, we never really said, I love you in my family. So for me to be able to say, for me to be able to have eye contact with myself, because I didn't have self-love. I didn't love myself. I thought I had all these things I had to fix about myself. So then when I had a partner and they'd tell me they'd love me, I thought they were lying because I don't even love me.
Yeah. What's to love?
What's the catch? Mm-hmm. How do you love me? And I don't even love me. What are you seeing? Where are you bullshitting?
And then it takes away the trust.
Yes.
You think they're lying.
And when there's no trust, then everything is out the door.
Yeah, then we have nothing.
Because the person can just cough and you're just like, ooh, that cough means that they're cheating on me.
They're trying to give me COVID.
Like, what? Yes.
I'm with you, Jorge. No, I know what you're saying.
Yes. So telling myself I love myself then like was like, oh, okay. And so I started treating myself. So this is where we get to the 8. Treating myself with everything that I've ever wanted as a kid or want now or like I think would be cool. So like I take myself to the museum or like my car. It's a 2007 Mitsubishi Eclipse. Mm-hmm. And that car, when it came out in 2007, it was the car that I wanted. You know, but I couldn't afford that car.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was the next model that came out from Too Fast, Too Furious. And I was like, oh, my friend Derek had it and all this stuff. And I've always wanted stick shift convertible with the sound system.
And now you have it.
And I have it right now. And it's paid off.
And, oh my God, look at you go.
So it's like, I walk up to my car and I go, this is my car.
I did it.
And it's not 2007 and it doesn't matter because the car works. It's in great condition. It's been in garages this entire time. It was like owned by like old people that lived here.
I always wanted to become an American citizen. My whole life I wanted dual citizenship because I was like, wouldn't it be fun to live in the States? And I did it. And now I'm here. That's high five.
And you're voting.
And I'm voting and I'm the only one. And that's on me. Yeah. That's again me taking responsibility for my part in the situation. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was your first time voting, so it was
my job.
Yeah, there was a lot to learn.
Thank you.
There's a lot to learn. So be kind to yourself. You're still learning.
You know, Alana, you're still learning. Ask next time at least a day in advance.
At least a day.
Just one. Well, my birthday was on the 6th, so I didn't have the time or a rhyme.
Right.
But I should have asked on the 5th.
Right. Birthdays are important.
Yeah,
birthdays
you gotta
be celebrated.
Yeah, I never want to, but. People like it. People like to be like, hey, I'm glad you were born. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's kind of nice. I don't know. We'll see. This one was a good one because it was pretty tame, but I still did stuff.
Okay, good.
I saw Top Gun.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Loved it.
Same.
Loved it. Same. Every second. Now, that's a 10 out of 10.
Did you watch the first one before you watched the second one?
No, but I'd seen it. I'd seen the first one, but no, I didn't watch it. But you could tell what they were recreating. It was very obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were like, this was from the first movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I didn't, and they kept showing the picture of Val Kilmer with the big handshake. And I was like, yeah, I know exactly what this is. It was great. Yeah. I loved it.
It was a perfect, like, they got all the ingredients of, like, here's that first one. Mm-hmm. And then here's all this new up-to-date stuff. Mm-hmm. And then here's the first one again a little bit. Like, they gave the fans enough, and they also gave, like, the youth enough.
Exactly. Something old, something new. Really, yeah. Like a wedding. Yeah. Something borrowed, something blue.
Mm.
Perfect.
Like life.
Wow. What am I borrowing in this life?
Yes.
I'm taking energy from people when I need it. I'm feeding off people. It's why I do the podcast. I feed off of their good energy.
Mm.
Why not?
And every single guest is open to it. That's why they say yes.
I love it. I'm so grateful that people say yes to doing this. I've derailed you. The eight, the little things.
Well, no.
I've not derailed you.
No, because this is part of it, right?
Oh.
Doing this podcast is what gets me to that eight.
This is what got me to the seven, was being like, oh, great. I'm going to have this. We're going to, because we don't know each other that well. We got on right away.
Right.
And you came and did my music video for My Life is a Lie. Check it out. It's on my Instagram and Twitter. Oh, no, wait. Ugh, I'm an idiot. I didn't mean to say My Life is a Lie. I meant to say Bachelor Batch, and it's
there it
about
is.
To come out. I messed it up because I said my last video, but I realized it's not released yet. But I was like, it was my last video I did was Bachelor Batch.
And through so your integrity, you're not going to edit it. You're just going to let this play like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never edit this podcast.
Integritous.
Well, check out My Life is a Lie as well.
Boom.
I'm going to just absolutely promote myself any chance I get. Even in a mistake, I'm not backing down.
Did you say steak?
I'm not backing down. Okay, so coming here was part of it.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like, because here's the thing, right? Fear came in.
Okay.
And it was like, okay, Elena doesn't really know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really know her. Like, what are we going to talk about? What would we talk about?
And
like,
you know, it's a podcast where you get into things.
Right, because I am a listener, and I listened to the previous episodes, and they were fun. And it was like, oh, man, you know, I'm not on a TV show right now. I'm not in a movie right now. Oh, I'm a failure. Oh, no, you're not even comparable to these other guests, right? Brrr, the spiral.
Yeah.
And I was like, have you seen the new season of Stranger Things?
No, not yet. Oh. Don't spoil anything.
Okay, I won't.
I haven't been looking up anything online about
okay.
it.
So good.
I've really managed to dodge everything.
Copy that.
Yeah.
So I just finished it.
Okay.
But so just to jump back. So the spiraling begins. Yeah. And it's like, dude, you're enough to be on this podcast. And when we did the music video, we had so much fun.
We had such a good time.
Such a good time. So let's go from that frame of reference.
I love it. Of course. Day together, right. Chatting, rehearsing, dancing, laughing.
Right.
You met my friends because right. It was all my other friends in the video. And it was like, so I'm like, and you got in with them. Everyone's getting along so well. So I'm like, no, we had like a day more intimate than you normally would just chatting after a show. I was
yes.
like, no, you were a part of my creativity and you saw into my mind.
Yeah.
And you made it happen. So it's like, and I'm like fake hooking up with you the whole time anyway. So we literally were close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like, yeah, I had, when I thought to ask you, cause I never know what anybody's going to say, if they want to do it or not, whatever. But I thought it'd be so fun to have you cause I've been on a real kick of having people I haven't talked to in a long time or that I don't necessarily know as well because, I really like hearing people's stories. I'm genuinely interested. If I could host a talk show where I just chat with people, I would be so thrilled because I'm fascinated by what makes you you. So it's like for you to come on here and share so much with me has absolutely made my day because I just didn't know this stuff about you. And now we have this bond
yeah.
and it's going to continue for good. So anytime we see each other, it's more than just a run-in. We're like, oh,
yes.
How you doing? And it, yes. you'll know I actually am asking, how are you doing?
Yes.
And not just so I can hope you bring something up for that's my problem that then I can tell you.
Yes.
Maybe we can actually run in an answer for real.
How about that?
Wouldn't that be nice?
authenticity.
So really, this podcast has given you just a world of opportunity to chat and be yourself.
Yeah, and to give it back to my younger self of like, hey, man, we've come this far. And now it's solidified in sound.
You know, if I had met you when you were a kid, I would have listened. I love talking to kids. I think they're disgusting and sticky, make no mistake. But kids are really funny when they're genuinely trying to tell you something and you're like, where is this story going?
And then
I'm dying to hear it.
And so then like the train, right? It comes and then it's like, okay.
And you're like, okay. And were you on this train? And they're like, no. And you're like, okay.
Why are we talking about the train?
Was someone throwing you in front of this train and you narrowly escaped?
Who is watching you while you're close to these
Where
tracks?
Where are the barons? How did you get to my house?
Also, what trains run now?
I'm reading a book about a girl that was kidnapped and lured into the house by her tutor and then kept there and forced to have her baby.
Whoa.
So... guys, be careful around those trains.
This is yeah.
For the kids listening, be careful around those trains. I'm begging you.
Oh my God, what a whirlwind.
Okay, wait.
Yes.
So you started at an 8.5. We talked about all the various ways I can get there, ending on the little things leading right up to this podcast.
Yes.
You've talked. You've opened up. You overcame your fear by coming on. But what are you feeling right now? Is there anything running through your head that's like, I shouldn't have said that? Is there any part of you that's doing that right now? And what would your number be? Are you still at an 8.5 or is it higher or lower because of judgment?
I think
something?
No. So for me, I think that at this current moment with the fact that we've had 3 high fives.
Yes, we have.
And the fact that I'm consuming a tangerine liqueur.
Free of charge.
And the fact that I was able to get this out and that you understood where I was coming from.
I can't even believe how much I understand your story.
So now it's like a 9.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me so happy. I started as, you know what? I'm probably feeling an 8.5 now. I started around that 6-7 area, but I'm feeling great because just hit the mic. We all have interesting stories in one way or another, whether you think you do or don't. But it's always fun when there's some similarities in there. And you're like, oh, no, I really do get it. And when I say I totally get it and I totally understand, you really do. And that's nice.
Yeah.
Because when I say to people I understand, I'm wanting to understand. So I'm like, I can understand how you would see that or feel that way because of what you've told me. But it's so fun to be able to say I understand because I've lived it as well. Or a version of it. Or whatever the case.
Yeah, it's
whatever
like it
small
have to be
little thing. Exactly. It doesn't have to be exact, but I'm like, oh no, I know the feeling. Yeah, of a family making it to feel a certain way or something like that, or you know, it taking time and whatever.
It's like almost all of us. Like I don't know who hasn't.
Yeah, no, you're
that.
Right. It's a generational thing too.
For
our
sure.
parents just did not go to therapy. It's as simple as that.
No. And
so and that's not even a cultural thing. I'm talking age. This is ageism. I'm like, no, you guys did not go to therapy, or if you did, it was way later in life.
Right.
But they didn't go.
No, and was it even available for my grandparents? You know,
no,
it's
and,
not.
And can anyone afford it? And
no.
It, you know what I mean? It's not like it is now. We're sliding scale.
Which
and
is what
and
I
that.
Have right now.
Well,
sliding scale.
It's so necessary. You know, this would all be free in Canada. It's so necessary. You have to do the sliding scale.
Yes.
Because you know who's going to feel bad and need to talk? Someone down on their fucking luck.
Yes.
That's who wants to talk and needs to talk. And of course we all need to, but like, let's fucking get it together. Maybe the person that doesn't have the money is the one that like really needs to talk about that and sort that out and like, you know, figure some stuff out.
Because there's traumas on top of traumas.
Exactly.
And
present day and past traumas.
Right.
So it's, and then they're stacking up, you know,
and there's nothing to relieve it.
Exactly.
There's no, so I recently started hiking Griffith without headphones on.
Okay.
So I listen when people talk.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard some interesting stuff.
I love eavesdropping.
And I write it down. But there were these two women walking and one of the ladies was crying. And you could tell like she was like wiping down her face. And I overheard the other woman say, he's just looking for validation. because he doesn't go to therapy. And we do go to therapy where we have someone to talk to feel validated about our feelings.
Oh,
and then they,
and
you
there
know,
it is.
And they kept walking. And so I lost the sound, right? This was all I caught, but it was like, oh, of course.
That's better than any song you're going
to
hear.
It's someone dependent on their partner to be their therapist.
Or their friend.
Or their friend to be their therapist. And so it's like, I'm looking for validation. And all this information is so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Where like, you know, I was talking to my girlfriend about this, where it's like, I can't depend on her to be my therapist and my girlfriend. There's got to be someone, a neutral person that has no bias, that doesn't even know who I am, and I'm able to give this information to. And it's like, if we don't have that as a human, who are we talking to?
Yeah, Norm has said this, your partner having to wear too many hats. You're my director on a self-tape, you're my lover, you're my friend, you're my roommate, then you're my therapist, then you're, it's like you're a million and one different, you're my coach, you're my motivator, you're, it's like you're everything, and it's like, can't do that. Gotta just have talks with your friends, gotta go see a therapist, gotta have a social plan that's just your own, like,
set boundaries.
Gotta spread it out. Yeah, set boundaries.
Set boundaries.
Fuck this. On that note, we're done. How perfect is that? Jorge, where can we find you? What is there anything you want us to check out? Or are you just living in the moment saying, find me on the streets and engage like you give a shit?
I like the latter.
And we'll leave it at that. If you guys want to follow the podcast, we're at Self Esteem Party on Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget to check out the Patreon. We're doing the monthly calls. I've threatened to fly somebody to LA for $1,000 value or less and a one-way ticket to see me for about an hour. So please check out the Patreon.
Do it.
.com/Self Esteem Party. Jorge, high five.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your body.